Testing, testing. Testing, 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 testing.
Good morning. Pastor Steve and Pastor Sarah are both visiting with family. So when the cat's away, we're going to do something a little bit differently today. So I do welcome you to this Pentecost Sunday morning. As you can see, We've got everybody here that has anything to do with our music program. We will be celebrating all the gifts that God has given us, especially those that have been brought to us by the Holy Spirit. And we're going to do that through our music. The service will be scripture readings and music, no sermon. But what my hope is that as you listen to the readings and as you listen to the music, you're going to start forming kind of a sermon all to yourself inside in your brain and in your heart. So that's kind of our goal today, is to focus on the gifts of God. I will tell you a couple of things real quick in advance that we had not planned on. We are fortunate enough that we have gotten a brand new computer to use up in our audiovisual system, and it's very, very nice, very, very fast. The downside is that we also have very slow software that doesn't quite talk well with that. So you may see every now and then some things happening on the screen that I do not want that to be a distraction. So what's going to happen if things just start causing real problems? We're just going to go old school. And what that means is you're going to have to open a hymnal and read from the hymnals. And you all have Bibles. And so you can actually follow along with the reading in your very own personal Bible. If everything goes well, and we don't have any problems with the AV system, that's just another gift from God. And we will also, I do want to introduce, the person's going to be doing all of our readings today. He and his wife are fairly new to our congregation. They just joined, I think, back in November. And so I asked Keith Etzel to do all of our readings today. And so Keith, we thank you very much for that. And thank you for doing all of that stuff. All right, so Chris Llewellyn is going to join us now with our announcements, and she is going to also give us our MAPRIL update.
Good morning. There are a few announcements in the life of our church that I would like to bring to your attention. You can find more details in your bulletin. Skip Strickland is retiring after 40-plus years in the church. There will be a reception for him on Saturday, May 26th, from 2 to 4 p.m. in Barker Hall. Feel free to share any memories of Skip's time here at Mountain View. We are collecting hygiene kits on May 20th, 27th, and June 3rd for UMCOR to distribute to people in disaster situations. Please see the list in the May Messenger or on the red half sheets by the basket for items needed. Vacation Bible School will be held here from June 25th through 29th, from 9 to 12:30 p.m. each day. We need a lot of volunteers so that VBS will run smoothly. Please see the sign-up sheets in the sanctuary for all the volunteer roles that are available. And Mountain View Senior High youth and sponsors will soon be going on a mission trip to Guatemala. You can help to lift them up in the Guatemala team through your daily prayers. There are simple devotions available on the website or in the article in the May Messenger. And now for the MAPRIL update. As of last Sunday, our church has raised $27,717 for the MAPRIL campaign. And we know even more money will be raised through today. Your generous giving shows your commitment to our church and its programs. In addition, the Finance Committee has chosen to apply $13,000 of memorial funds to this campaign, pending approval by the families involved. This brings our MAPRIL total to over $40,000 so far. Thank you for your generosity. And now please greet each other with a handshake or embrace, and the words, "May the peace of God be with you."
We are indeed blessed, and on this Pentecost Sunday, we celebrate all that our Creator God has given us. Our first scripture reading is from the letter of Paul to the Galatians, from Galatians 5, 22 through 25. It's page 948 in the Pew Bible. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Please rise and join us in our first hymn. There's a song. It's in The Faith We Sing, number 2141.
There's a song.
Kids, come up. Kids, kids. See, Jameson's up there. Oh, good. Isis is here, too. Yay. Okay. Coming up, guys. We'll sit just for a minute, because then we got something to do, right? Here, we'll sit for a minute. How are you guys this week? Last week of school, right? Just a few more days, right? And then it's time for summer, three or four more days, depending on what school you go to. Very exciting stuff, you guys. Well, we are also celebrating the end of Christ Carousel. We have had a whole nother year of Sunday school here where we've learned all kinds of fun things, right? Had some fun, did some art projects, cooked up some yummy food, all kinds of fun stuff we've done this year. So we finished our year with the story of the Good Samaritan, right? The story of the Good Samaritan tells us that we should love who? And be helpful to who? Our neighbor. And how do we define the word our neighbor? Who is our neighbor? Everybody's our neighbor. Does it matter if somebody looks different than us? No, we should still love them, right? Does it matter if they speak different words than us? No, we should still help them anyway. Does it matter if they live close by or far away? No, we should help them out anyway, right? We should always be kind and be loving to all of our neighbors, which is everybody. And tell me, you guys, why should we be loving to our neighbors? Why should we love them? Why should we help them? Who taught us to do that? God and Jesus, right? And so answer my next question, you guys. Why do we love? Because God loves us first. That is right. We are celebrating, as we talk about helping our neighbors and loving our neighbors, we are celebrating the gift of God's love. Because we do love, because God loved us first. So we have a song to share with all of you to celebrate this. Okay, so yes, this is first.
The first physical gift that God gave us is the world in which we live. from Genesis chapter 1, verses 9 through 12, which is on page 1 of the Pew Bible. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with a seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. The word of the Lord.
Let all things now living, the faith we sing, 2008. Let all things now living, our song of thanksgiving.
Perhaps the most important gift that God has given us is the gift of life. In the book of Genesis, we learn about the very beginning of humankind. In Genesis 1, verses 26 through 27, again on page 1 of the Pew Bible. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. The word of the Lord. In the Sermon on the Mount, we hear Jesus preaching to the crowd concerning many aspects of life. In this passage, he talks about not worrying about our everyday needs. This is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 33. It's at page 787 in the Pew Bible. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear?' For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Often we find that life throws us difficulties and challenges. In the book of Joshua, God tells us that he is there to support and encourage us. From Joshua 1, verse 9, page 169 in the Pew Bible. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Word of the Lord.
My soul, oh how you worry, oh how you're weary from fearing you've lost control. This is the one thing you didn't see coming, and no one would blame you though. If you cried in private, if you tried to hide it away so that no see if you stop believing. Oh, my soul, you are not alone. There's a place where fear has to face the God you know. That someday it all works out. And this is the valley, and even now he is breathing on your dry bones. And there will be dancing, there will be beauty where beauty was ash and stone. And this much I know. Where fear has to face the God you know. One more day, he will make a way. Let him show you how you can lay this down.
Even though the people of the world have made poor choices and stumbled into sin, the Lord has shown infinite mercy and grace. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he tells us about this gift of grace. From Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, page 949 in the Pew Bible. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. The word of the Lord.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Come, thou fount of every blessing.
Along with grace, God also gives us love. In the first letter of John, he tells us of God's love and also how we should respond to that love from 1 John 4, verses 7 through 12, page 991, Pew Bible. Beloved, let us love one another because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us and his love is perfected in us. The word of the Lord.
When I lose my way, I forget my name. Remind me who I am. In the mirror, all I see is who I don't want to be. Remind me who I am. In the loneliest places, when I can't remember what grace is. Receive your love, afraid I'll never be enough. Remind me who I am. If I'm your beloved, can you help me believe it?
Tell me.
Jesus made the promise to his disciples to send the Holy Spirit to serve as a reminder of all that he had taught to us, including the gift of peace. From John chapter 14, verses 23 through 27, page 877 in the Pew Bible. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. The word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." The word of the Lord.
As we celebrate the many diverse gifts that God has given us, we as people reciprocate that sense of giving through our offerings today. Ushers, please come forward. Thank you.
We are grateful for all of the gifts that the Lord has given us. Now comes the time that we use those gifts to make the world a better place, as we hear from the first letter of Peter, from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 17, page 985. Finally, all of you have unity of spirit, sympathy, love for one another, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or abuse for abuse, but on the contrary, repay with a blessing. It is for this that you were called, that you might inherit a blessing. For those who desire life and desire to see good days, let them keep their tongues from evil and their lips from speaking deceit. Let them turn away from evil and do good. Let them seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated, but in your hearts sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear so that, when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
we will do a sung benediction today. In your hymnals, number 102, Now Thank We All Our God. Please stand.